Welcome to the Case by Casey podcast, the podcast where we uncover kingdom secrets to success so you can walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. My name is Jethro Casey, and my mission is simple. It's to bring on men and women of God to share the secrets that God has taught them to be spiritually successful as well as successful in the world. Also, I'll be sharing what God reveals to me on my own walk with Christ. So if you're ready to grow spiritually, stick around and let's grow. Welcome back to another episode of Case by Casey. I want to start something new. Just finished doing a podcast interview that you guys will be seeing here in a few weeks. But I want to start off in prayer. So Father, we come to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for this day, Lord Jesus. Your word says, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will be glad and rejoice in it. Father God, we worship you for never leaving us nor forsaking us. Father God, I pray and ask for forgiveness upon myself and for those who are listening. And lastly, Lord Jesus, for those listening, open up their spiritual eyes and spiritual ears that they may have an encounter with you. Father God, that they may know you, Lord Jesus, that they may draw closer to you, because your word says, as we draw closer to you, you draw closer to us. In Jesus' name, amen. And I just want to talk about that God truly does have a plan for you. So I literally just got some inspiration after finishing an interview and wanted to record this episode, but I was thinking of, like, why are we going through the things that we go through? Because a lot of the times, especially I could talk for myself, but I feel like I'm going through a time in my life where it's a lot of change, a lot of struggle and struggling. And something I learned recently about struggling is that struggling just means that you're striving to achieve something. I recently gave a speech, or I did a workshop at St. John's, my old university, and it was very interesting because I had to move by faith and not just by sight. And what I mean by that is, during this time, I started this new job. It's been about 6 months, and work-life balance wasn't necessarily a thing for the first few months. And now I feel like I'm finally settled into it, but I felt like I was struggling. And the reason why I say that is because sometimes we have a plan for our lives, but God has a different plan for us. So, like, for this podcast, for example, I know I'm supposed to be doing this podcast, but I was more so focused on work and just feeling convicted and changing of heart in terms of seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And I think part of that is not just going to church, praying, but also doing what God has set for you to do. That's where I think God has a plan for us. And it's like, how do you figure out what God's plan is for you? And I think, at least from my experience, there's a few different ways. The first way is praying, or even before that. I think the first way might be your passions, like whatever you just gravitate to towards naturally, because finishing the episode, you guys will hear about it, but he said God gives us these passions, and that's where he puts us. So whatever you're passionate about, if you're questioning, like, Lord, what should I be doing with my life? Or maybe you don't believe in Jesus, and you're just like, what should I be doing with my life? Part of that is just knowing, like, what am I passionate about? Not to say that you'll be doing your passions right now, because, like, I'm working at a job right now. Not that I don't want to work there, but, you know, I'd prefer to be podcasting full time and making an income. And I think God will definitely take me there. But I also know things take time. So first, it's what are you passionate about? What excites you? What don't you need to feel motivated for is a huge part, because motivation's fleeting. And also with that is, like, are you also motivated to do this thing? Because sometimes we won't feel motivated, but something might just motivate us. And what inspires you? Because I can come on this podcast and some episodes I'll craft a whole outline of what I want to do. And other episodes, it's just me talking to you like I am now. So what just inspires you? Because I think inspiration is truly real. I'm working on something that I'll be sharing. I'm in the podcast maybe in a few weeks, starting in May, but I believe that God still inspires people. Like just how the Word of God says it's inspired by the Holy Spirit. I think this podcast, these episodes, my interviews can... We'll get back to the episode in just a moment, but quick question. Are you waiting to see the manifestation of God in your life? You're reading all of the amazing stories of the Bible and asking yourself, why am I not experiencing this? Well, there is a way, and this podcast is one that is set to bring you kingdom secrets to success that I'm learning from men and women of God, as well as what God is teaching me daily. Stay up to date with all new episodes and weekly spiritual nuggets that I'll be sharing by joining the Case by Casey newsletter. The link is in the description and show notes below. Now, let's get back into the episode. Sometimes be inspired by the Holy Spirit. And I feel like you listening as well, you are and have been inspired by the Holy Spirit. Now, it's what do we do when we're inspired? Well, the Bible says something, I believe in Habakkuk. I'm not sure specifically which chapters or verses, but like write your vision and make it plain. So a lot of us are, and it's crazy because I never had this revelation or understanding. And the Bible says people perish because of lack of knowledge. And also says, and all you're seeking, I believe in Proverbs, like on all you're seeking, seek wisdom, but in all you're getting, get understanding. So while wisdom is important, being able to actually understand things is even more important. So I say all to say, God is definitely speaking to you. You have an idea of where you want to go or where God has you wanting to go. The thing is, are you writing it down? Because we already know there's stats, and I don't have them off the top of my head, but if I were to Google some stats of like people who write things down are just more likely to accomplish them. And I think there's something spiritual about writing something down. Like there's one thing to say, I'm going to lose 10 pounds. But when you write it down, I think something happens. The Bible wasn't just spoken and passed down. It was written down. So I think there's something spiritually about writing, even, and I'm reminded of this for some reason, even in Daniel, where I believe like the finger had written something in the wall and he had to interpret it, like just something about writing specifically. So the first thing is your passions and making your vision plain and writing it down. The second thing I believe is prayer, is seeking the Lord's face and not going to prayer. And this is what I learned as well. It's like there's a proper way to pray. Bars. There's a proper way to pray. And what I've learned is that I was going to God and saying, Father God, give me this. I need help with this. I want this. And I feel those are baby prayers. Those are prayers that you're doing as you're just starting out in your faith. But I think, especially as you begin to go deeper, it's understanding that God's just not some genie who's going to give you what you want. Not that he doesn't want to give you what you want, but God's also God, one. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the God of Gods. So we have to like understand who we're speaking to and what posture we should carry. And then I think with that as well is, in terms of like your posture, is what posture are you going to God with? Because I personally don't think going to God prideful is the best. Or like demanding something from God is not, I don't necessarily think that's wrong, but I think in prayer is more so a time of humility, relying on God, understanding who God is. And I think that's where what I've learned is the correct way to pray is first you start off with thanksgiving. A lot of people in the world, this is just called like gratitude, like practicing, like you wake up in the morning and you practice gratitude. And yeah, those things are amazing. But specifically in prayer, it's just giving God the glory. So if you get a promotion at your job, or if you get a new job, or the business that you're working on, something good happens, it's not like, oh, yes, I did it. Yeah, you did it. But who did it for you? Who allowed you to do it? So giving God the praise. Second is worshiping God. So, and worshiping God is telling who God is to you. So there's different aspects of God. So like in the Hebrew, and this is super interesting as well, like once you start diving into like the interlinear of the Bible, and the interlinear is basically like the translation from Hebrew into what it is now. So once you start looking into that, there's different names of God. There's Jehovah, there's Yahweh, Elohim, and there's Jehovah Jireh, there's Jehovah Nessie, there's all these, there's Jehovah Rapha, all these Jehovahs and different names of God means different things. So it's those encounters that you had with God. So it's like, and this is why I'm not necessarily religious, but more so spiritual, because it's a relationship. It's like, who is God showing up in your life to be? So for example, if you're always struggling and God's your, and whenever you need something, God provides it. He's your Jireh. He's your Jehovah Jireh. Or if you've been dealing with sickness and you're getting healed, that's Jehovah Rapha, the healer. So there's different aspects of God, but it's all God. So that's why he said, I am that I am. Like, he's just him, you know? But so I think it goes down to, and then continuing with the prayer, actually, it's thanksgiving, worship, and then you ask for forgiveness for whatever sins you've committed. I tend to ask for sins that I haven't even committed, because like they're what Apostle Paul said, something along the like, I do the things that I know I shouldn't do, and I, so I'm butchering it right now, but I know the things, let me actually find it really quick. But Apostle Paul said, and it's crazy because I read this such a long time ago and didn't really, and still, and that's the thing I love about the Bible, is that as you continue to go deeper, God just reveals things to you and gives you more revelation as you continue to seek him. So here the verses, Romans 7:15-20. He says, I do not understand what I do, for what I want to do, I do not do, but what I hate, I do. And if I do what I do not want to do, I agree that the law is good. As it is no longer I myself who do it, but it is sin living in me. For I know that good itself does not dwell in me, that is, in my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do, this I keep doing. Now, if I do what I do not want to do, it is no longer I who do it, but is a sin living in me that does it. And I think once you get to this understanding of who you are in Christ, we are new creations. The Bible says we're new creations in Christ. And I think once you start letting go of shame, shame is not of God. Guilt is not of God. I don't know what you've done or what you've been through or who's put you through anything that may make you feel shame or guilt. And I don't know who I'm speaking to necessarily, but don't let that thing hold you back, because I've gone through times of where I'm feeling guilty for the sins I've committed. And that doesn't do anything, that doesn't draw you closer to God. But if you know who God says you are, the Bible also says, as sin abounds, grace abounds more. So it's like, actually, for people who are sinners, there's more grace for you. There's more of God's love for you. So I think that's powerful. So we discussed your passions, prayer, and there's one more that I'm not remembering at the moment. But I think for those two, that's what we'll stop at, and I'll come back to maybe finish this if God gives me. I was speaking directly from inspiration here, guys, because this episode wasn't planned. No idea what I was going to talk about. But yeah, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you on the next solo episode. God bless.